how can we become a contagious church? What was it in the believers in the book of Acts that made them a contagious church? What was it in them that made them very fruitful? Everybody say fruitful. Who wants to be fruitful? I love it when our langka tree bears about 30 plus fruits. Who got to taste and see that our langka is good? That's very scriptural, huh? Who got to taste and see that our langka is good? Oh, what about the rest? Hindi nag-share yung iba? May pumoste? May bumakod? Who got to taste and see that our langka is good? Who planted our seeds? It's called short-sightedness. Myopic. Masarap. Tapos, tinapon. People, the next time we give you those langka, what do you call that? Not the seeds. That which contains the seed. That. Okay? Yun. Keep the seed, plant the seed. So that the next time it will bear fruit. And that will give so much joy to me. Because that means that my supply will never end. Pastor, nabunganay lang ka namin. And then, because you love us and you're returning the favor, you will give us a piece of your langka. I don't know how many more years our langka will last, but definitely the plan really is for us to keep on bearing fruit, keep on bearing fruit, keep on bearing fruit. So going back to the question, what was it in the church in the book of Acts that made them very fruitful? There are five things that I want to share with you that made the church very contagious. All right, let's start. Number one. They were transformed. The people in the church back then demonstrated a transformed life. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. All right? And everybody read, go. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. That's number one. The people in the church back then demonstrated they were living transformed lives. May nagbago. People knew, people saw, people observed them. And they said, that guy is changed. That guy has changed. I'll give you some examples. James and John, they were known as sons of thunder. You remember? Sons of thunder. Bakit? Because these two guys, these two brothers, they're hot-headed. You remember there was a time when Jesus wanted to go to a certain town. But then these two brothers were telling Jesus, Jesus, that town rejected you before. You want that we call on fire to rain down on them? Lord, paulanan na natin ang apoy. Alam, mainit ang ulo eh. Parang yan yung iba na mga mainit ang ulo sa kalye, mambubugbog ng MMDA, alam mo yon? I mean, these guys were both hot-headed. But then again, fast forward. Suddenly, these two guys, they spent some time with Jesus. And after spending some time with Jesus, John becomes the apostle of love. You remember the way that John would be described in the gospel would be he is the disciple who would lean on the breast of Jesus. Pag ganyan-ganyan na lang siya, Jesus, nandito na lang. He becomes the apostle of love. And then you get to read his letter, 1 John. I mean, it's all about love, 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 love. Ano yung nangyari sa kulog? What happened to the son of thunder? He became an apostle of love. Everybody say transformed. Hindi na siya kulog ngayon. Hindi na siya kulog ngayon. Siya love na. You remember, here's one. Saul. Not King Saul, okay? But Saul in the New Testament. Saul was known as the great persecutor of the church. As a matter of fact, his mission in life was to destroy the church. That's his mission. He wanted to persecute the church. He wanted to arrest believers. He went to the chief priest so that he can get an authorization so that he can arrest believers. Women, children, he would drag them. And he was even the one who killed Stephen. gave the thumbs down so that they will kill Stephen. But then again, he encountered Jesus. And after encountering Jesus, what happens to him? He became the greatest champion that Christianity has ever produced. Transformed. Everybody say transformed. Now let's reflect on this. When people look at us and when people see us, what do they see? Ah, young? Born again? Sismosa yan eh. Ah, young? Born again? Di ako naniniwala. Palaaway yan eh. Lahat inaway niyan eh. I am born again. Shee. Alam mo yan? See, we can be the best reason why people will believe in Jesus, but we can also be the worst or the greatest excuse that they will have to turn down Jesus. But these guys, the reason why they were contagious was because they lived transformed lives. The message was matched by the life. Ella, you all know Ella. Ella, tayo ka nga. Kawai, kawai, kawai. Kawai. Ella, of course, is a part of the church staff. And now, I did not know this, alright? But she also works as a my assistant, unknown to me, before she became part of the church staff, her boss was one of my classmates in high school. All right? And then this classmate of mine chats her and tells her, Ella, did you know that Hiram, or Pastor Hiram, or Hiram, did he say Pastor Hiram? Just Hiram. Did you know that Hiram was my classmate? And Ella says, really? Boss niya dun sa former company ni Ella. And how was he? Now that's a dangerous question. How was he? And this classmate of mine, he says, I would rather not tell you because Hiram might get mad at me. Let's just say that the whole batch was surprised to find out that he became a pastor. Which is true. Now, I'm not evil, okay? I was not evil. But I was more on the naughty side. Magkaiba pa ba yung pastor? Opo, malaking kaibahan yon. I was not doing criminal things. I think. But suffice it to say, what I want to say is this. God has changed so much of the way I talked. Back then, I would not make one sentence, I would not speak one sentence without starting with a mura and then end it with another mura. And then put a palaman right here, namura uli. Oh pare, tutut, alam mo tutut, ganito tutut. Tut! But there has got to be some changes in us. Because that is how we will convince the world that our God is for real. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone and the new has come. I want you to look at the person next to you. Sabi mo, oh, bago. So much so that even your neighbors will agree there is something new with you. Amen? Because otherwise, you know what? Otherwise, if the walk will not match the talk, we're fooling ourselves. Transformed. That's why it was a contagious church. They were transformed. Number two, let's move on. Why was the church contagious? How did they do it? Number two, they were obedient. Obedient. The disciples were willing to obey whatever the cost. Let me give you some examples. Here would be the disciples. You remember Jesus, after he was raised back from the dead, he got to spend another 40 days with the disciples. So he was with them, and then on the 40th day, before he ascended to heaven, he tells the disciples, hey, hey, listen up. I'm going up to heaven, but right now this is my instruction. You stay here and wait for the promise of my Father, the promised Holy Spirit. You stay here. Tell the person next to you, you stay here. Okay? So Jesus said that on the 40th day before he ascended. You stay here. Wait for the power that my Father promised you when Holy Spirit descends on you. So the command was stay. Stay. You know when the Holy Spirit descended? On the 50th day. So on the 40th day, Jesus ascends. On the 50th day, it's called the Pentecost, the Holy Spirit descended. But then again, we have the benefit of reading the story. The disciples did not. So when Jesus said, you stay here, they did not really know when Holy Spirit would descend. They did not know. The command was simple, you stay until Holy Spirit descends. Okay, Lord. They did not have any idea when Holy Spirit will come, how Holy Spirit will come, what benefit they will get from it. It was just a simple command. Stay. Again, tell the person next to you, stay. Stay. Question, did they stay? They stayed. For how long? 50th day bumaba, 40th day umakyat. How long? 10 days. Eto na, this is my whole point. What if, alright, and it's true, they did not know when Holy Spirit will descend. What if they stayed and they waited? Ang tawag po dyan, soaking. Let's soak. Alright, so they soaked. Oh Lord, we wait. We wait on you. We wait on you. Lord, 1 hour na. We wait on you. To walk in the room. Lord, 3 hours na. Lord, you're not coming. We're going na. So they left. Lord, ang tagal naman. Haba naman ng kantahan. Kumanta na nga eh. Ba't nagpakanta pa uli? Tagal ha? Stay. You stay in Jerusalem until Holy Spirit descends on you. And they stayed. They did not know what they were waiting for. They did not know how long it will be. But they waited. So finally, after the longest time, Huya, 1 day na ha? 2 days na ha? 3 days na ha? 4 days na ha? 5 days na ha? 6 days na ha? Baka naman we heard wrongly. They waited until the 10th day. And Acts chapter 2 says that on the day of Pentecost, Holy Spirit came like a mighty rushing wind. And He came like tongues of fire that divided and descended on each one of them. And each one received the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. Why? They obeyed. Are you getting what I'm saying? Why was the church so contagious back then? It was because they were obedient to the instructions of the Lord. When the Lord tells them, all right, you go. They went. You go. They goed. All right? Whatever Jesus tells them to do, they did it. Now, if we want to be a contagious church, I would say this. We need to be an obedient church. I mean, it does not have to be something forced on us, but it will just be something that will flow from us because He's beautiful. He is lovely. He is glorious, and He deserves our obedience because we love Him. Amen? They were obedient. Here's another example, all right? Acts chapter 9, verse 10. Now, the context of this story is Saul, he was persecuting the church. He just had Stephen killed, making Stephen to be the first Christian martyr, and now he is on his way to arrest some more believers, persecute some more of them. And then it says this, in Damascus, there was a disciple named Ananias. Everybody say Ananias. Now, this Ananias would be different from the one who stole money. Okay? That guy died in Acts chapter 5. Tapos na yon. This is another Ananias. So, Ananias pala is a good name. Yeah, it's a good name. You can still name your son Ananias if you want. Alright? ang palayo niya, Anay. Anay, Ligarito. Ba't naman ganun pinangalan mo, pare? Ah, that's short for Ananias. Ah, okay. Anay. So the Lord called to him in a vision, Ananias. Yes, Lord, he answered. The Lord told him, go. Tell the person next to you, go. Okay? Go to the house of Judas on Straight Street and ask for a man from Tarsus named Saul, for he is praying. By this time, Saul had an encounter with Jesus. He met this blinding light. He fell on the ground. You remember the story? He fell on the ground. And then he says, who are you, Lord? I am Jesus whom you are persecuting. All right? So now, he is praying. In a vision, he has seen a man named Ananias come and place his hands on him to restore his sight. Lord, Ananias answered, I have heard many reports about this man and all the harm he has done to your saints in Jerusalem. And he has come here with authority from the chief priests to arrest all who call on your name. Lord, kilala po namin yan. Ang sama na reputation. He is persecuting the church. But the Lord said to Ananias, go! Sabihin mo ulit katabi mo, go! Ano ibig sabihin ng go? Stop! It means go. Tingnan ninyo ito ha. Go! This man is my chosen instrument to carry my name before the Gentiles and their kings and before the people of Israel. I will show him how much he must suffer for my name. Goodness. Simula pala ng calling ni Saul, no? Saul, I'm calling you. Lord, I'm going to show you how much you will suffer for my name. Wag na, Lord. Who wants to receive such a calling? Hiram. Yes, Lord. I want to show you how much you will suffer for mine. Pwede ba, Lord, yung Jeremiah 29:11 na lang? I know the plans I have for you. Plans. Bawal yung ganitong prophecy, ha? Isumbong natin ito sa BSSM. Yeah. I see how much you will suffer. I rebuke that in Jesus' name. I'm Jesus. Verse 17. Then Ananias went to the house. He went. God told him to go and he goed. Alright? He went. Ananias went. God said go and he went. God said, go, and he went. Let that sink in. God said, go, and I went. God said, go, and you went. The opposite way. No, he went. So Ananias went to the house and entered it. Placing his hands on Saul, he said, Brother Saul, the Lord, Jesus, who appeared to you on the road as you were coming here, has sent me so that you may see again and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Immediately something like scales fell from Saul's eyes and he could see again. He got up and was baptized, and after taking some food, he regained his strength. Ananias obeyed. What if Ananias did not obey? Then the church would have missed out on the greatest conversion ever in the history of the church. Because then Saul would not have become the great apostle Paul who won the Gentile world to Jesus Christ. If not for the Apostle Paul, did you know this? Did you even consider this? The Apostle Paul was the apostle to the Gentiles, and the Gentile world would include us. So if Ananias did not obey, and he just said, Lord, sorry, takot po ako dyan. He just killed Stephen, and he's here to persecute the church. Lord, I'm not going. Would that be tantamount to saying that Ananias is saying, Lord, I don't want to see the Gentile world saved, and that includes every Filipino sitting right here, right now. Sabi mo katabi mo, pasalamat ka, sumunod si Ananias. Amen? Because we're all Gentiles here. Tingnan mga ilong ng katabi. Ah, so, we're all Gentiles here. And we're just so thankful Ananias obeyed. Now, let's put this in perspective. What if God is telling you, hey, I want you to share the gospel to that classmate of yours. I want you to share the gospel to that tambay in the kanto. I want you to share the gospel to that wicked person that nobody wants to talk to. And you say, Lord, ayoko. What if that person was going to be a great Apostle Paul someday? It's only because someone obeyed. Amen? Hallelujah. Number three, why was the church contagious? Number three, because they were enthusiastic. Pastor, ano yung enthusiastic? Excited na lang. Enthusiasm, it means strong excitement of feeling. Excited. Enthusiastic. Did you know that the etymology, the root word, or the words where the enthusiasm came from are two Greek words. En, Theos. En Theos. En means in. And Theos means God. So, enthusiastic means to be in God. If you're in God, you're enthusiastic. En Theos. If you're in God, you're the most excited person of all. If you're in Jesus, you're excited. Susimba na naman. Umulan na nga kangin eh. Sana nagtuloy-tuloy na. Mag-rejoice yung mga estudyante pag nasuspend ang klase, pero ang mga believers hindi dapat mag-rejoice pag nasuspende ang church. Because we love to be with Jesus. We love to be with each other. It's called enthusiasm. And the church back then, why they were so contagious, was because the world was looking at them. The world was observing them. What's with these guys? We don't understand them. They're going through severe persecution, and yet the Bible says that they went out rejoicing because they were considered worthy to suffer disgrace for the name. Woohoo! Crazy. Ano? Pakiulit nga yun. Acts chapter 5, I think. Ami, can you show them that? Acts chapter 5, verse 41. I hope I get this right. Alright? Acts 5. Oh, yeah. Alright? Go back to verse 40. A verse earlier. Okay. Hallelujah. So, his speech, the speech of Gamaliel, persuaded the Sanhedrin, the Supreme Court. So, Gamaliel, he did a speech. The Supreme Court was persuaded. They called the apostles in and had them flogged. Ano yung flogged, Pastor? You know? A flag pala yan, alright? Flogged. Pinagpapalo sila. Pinagahampas sila. You know, whenever I encounter that word flogging, it reminds me of Sarah Balabagan. You remember her test? Who knows the testimony of Sarah Balabagan? She was actually given two options for the flogging that would be done to her. The option one would be that she get all 100 beatings within one day. All 100 beatings using the cane. The second option would be for her to have 50 beatings today and 50 beatings tomorrow. Alright? See, she chose option two. In hindsight, she said, Pastor, I chose wrongly. I said, why? Because after the first beating on the first day, yung blood namuuna sa likod ko. And so by the second day, dahil namuuna yung blood na yon, the first strike, sumabog yung blood na yon sa likod ko. Now, every time I read this particular verse that talks about the flogging that the disciples had, that's very painful. Very painful. They called the apostles in and had them flogged. Then they ordered them not to speak in the name of Jesus and let them go. Verse 41. The apostles left the Sanhedrin and they were weeping and they were crying out because they were in so much pain. And they were asking God, where's justice? Lord, let fire rain down from heaven. Show them that you are for us and that you're against them. You read that part? Di ba ka nagbabasa? Can we read it all together? So the apostles left the Sanhedrin and they were crazy. Matapos paghahampasin? And they were rejoicing because they had been counted worthy of what? Of suffering disgrace for the sake of the name of Jesus. Pare, ba't namamagalikod mo? Pinaghampas ako kasi kay Jesus daw ako. Whoa! That's enthusiasm, people. And that made them contagious. That made them contagious. What should make us contagious is when those people outside see, I love church. I love worship. I love to be in your presence with your people singing praises. I love to stand and rejoice. Lift my hands and raise my voice. I love to be in your presence with your people singing praises. I love to stand. Lift my hands and raise my voice. Lift my hands. Lift my hands. Lift my hands. And raise my voice. Yeah. Enthusiasm. They were enthusiastic. You remember that Samaritan woman. John chapter 4, verse 28. You remember the Samaritan woman. The one that Jesus encountered at the well. So Jesus tells her, you know what? I can give you this water. You drink this water. You will never be thirsty again. I promise you that. Lord, give me that water. All right, I'll give you that water. First, you call your husband. Dalaga pa po ako. Ani, may ganun commercial dati. Miss pa po ako. I know. Because you've been married 5 times and the man that you're living with, that's not your husband. How did you know? You must be a prophet. Well, cut the long story short. It says here, then leaving her water jar, the woman went back to the town and said to the people, verse 29, come! 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 See a man! Nawala yung impact ko eh. Alright? Verse 29. Come! See a man who told me everything I ever did. Could this be the Christ? Mind you, this woman has been fetching water at noontime most of her life. Why noontime? Because she did not want to associate with the people in the town. Because she was living an immoral life. So she would not talk to people. She wanted to be alone. She will not talk with anyone. But because she met Jesus, suddenly all of the shame, all of the shyness, all of the embarrassment, I don't care. I met Jesus. So, hey, town, come see a man who told me everything I ever did. I think he's the Messiah. Suddenly, there's the enthusiasm. I met Jesus. And I'm not going to be ashamed of it. I'm not going to be embarrassed about it. I met Jesus. Verse 30. Could this be the Christ? They, the town folks, came out of the town and made their way toward him. Why? Because of one enthusiastic woman. Woo! Oh, wow. Lord, we pray that this will be us. Jumping forward, verse 39. Verse 39. And it says this, everybody read, go. Many of the Samaritans from that town believed in Jesus because of the woman's testimony. He told me everything I ever did. So when the Samaritans came to him, they urged him to stay with them, and he stayed 2 days. And because of his words, many more became believers. Whole town won. Why? One enthusiastic believer. Sabi mo yung katabi mo, that's you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Palakpakan natin si Lord. Thank you, God. Woohoo! Number 4. What made the church contagious? What made the church really believable so that the world was won and God added to their number every day? Number 4 would be this. They were loving. The church was loving. Love was just freely flowing from their hearts. John chapter 13, verse 34. Jesus says this, a new command I give you. Love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another. Everybody read verse 35. Ready, go. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. How will people on the outside, how will people of the world know we are disciples of Jesus? If we love one another. That's the difference. Now, question is this. Why did Jesus say, a new command I give you, love one another? Question. Is that really a new command? A new command like, love one another? Is that a new command? Is it? I'll have you read something. Leviticus, chapter 19, verse 18. Alright, everybody read, go. Do not seek revenge or bear a grudge against one of your people. Oh, stop right there. Baka may grudge pa kayo dyan. Grudge, grudge. Grudge, grudge. Wala na, pastor, ha? Huwag lang siya magpapakita sa akin. We love everyone. We love everyone. I just want to highlight that. People, we love everyone. Alright? Let's not hate anyone. Have you ever considered this? That even the worst person, even the most evil person, is a victim of the devil. The worst person. If we can just see those people who are unlovable, if we can just see the most wicked person as one who's blinded, as one who's a victim of the devil, you will actually have pity on that person instead of having hatred on that person. Because even that person is blinded in the dark. So Jesus is telling us, hey, no grudges. Alright? No grudges. And let's move on. This is Leviticus. Now, Leviticus, you remember, Matthew, Mark, Leviticus. Leviticus is in the Old Testament. Genesis, Exodus. So, dali lang basta, pinapresis. Ulitin natin, ha? Genesis, Exodus, where? Leviticus. Alright? So it's the third book in the Pentateuch. Ano yan, Pastor? Pentateuch. Basta. The Pentateuch would be the first five books of the Old Testament written by Moses. Alright? Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. I actually know of a pastor who named his sons Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, and then he stopped. Hindi na numbers yung sumunod. Edward na. Because otherwise, it will be Genesis to Malachi. Anyways, look at this, huh? This is in Leviticus. Everybody say Leviticus. And here in Leviticus, it says there, but what? Love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. Question, is the command love one another in the Old Testament? Yes. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Is that in the Old Testament? Yes. Why would Jesus say, a new commandment I give you? It's not a new commandment. It's an old one. Tama ba sinasabi ko? Come on. Kababasa ko lang eh. A new commandment I give you. Love one another. Here's what's new. Here's what's new. Ibalik mo nga yun, Ami, yung kay Jesus. A new commandment. In John 13. Verse 34. A new command I give you. Love one another as I have loved you. That's what's new. The command is not just for us to love. Jesus took it a level higher. You love as I have loved you. You don't just love. Because if what you're going to use is your kind of love. Your kind of love may be selfish. But what I'm telling you is this. If you're going to love your brother, let your love be like my love. My love is selfless. My love will take all the pains. My love will take all the hurts. My love will take all of the negatives that the other person may have to bring. But then I still say, I love you. Are you getting this? And that was the kind of love that the church demonstrated back then, which made them contagious. You remember when Stephen was being stoned to death. He was being stoned to death. You know how painful that is? Nabato na ba kayo? Bato. Wow, batong bato. Oh, pare. Stoned. Masakit pong, masakit mabato. And don't even have the wrong idea that when people would be stoned to death back then, that these were pebbles. Wow, namatay. Pebble. Subukan ko kung tatalbog, ha? Wow, namatay. Doesn't work that way. When people were being stoned to death, they would use these huge rocks. And Stephen was being stoned to death. Remember? Stoned to death. And Jesus in him, I would say. Stephen says, Father, forgive them. That's love. If we have that kind of love, I would say we will be contagious. Which is why I call on every one of us, if you're going to post something on Facebook, let it be an overflow of love. Because that is how people will know that we are His disciples, if we love. if we love one another. That is what made them very radical. It's a radical kind of love. Amen. Amen. Number five. Who's learning something today? What made the church contagious? Oh, wait. Before number five, let me just give you this verse for those jotting down notes. Acts chapter 7, verses 59 and 60. All right? So while they were stoning him, this is Stephen when he was being stoned to death. Stephen prayed, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." And verse 60, then he fell on his knees and cried out, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." When he had said this, he fell asleep, which is to say, he died. Do not hold this sin against them. It sounds so Christ-like. And that's the call. Can Christ be seen in us? That we are willing to die even for someone who did evil against us. That we would be the first to humble ourselves, if only for people to know that love is flowing from us. There has got to be a difference. Amen? Number five, let's move on. How is the church so contagious? What did they do? Number five is this. They were powerful. Now, I know it's a wrong spelling, but that's my doing. That's intentional. I wanted to highlight here that they were not just like powerful, I have authority. Because sometimes that's how we would act, like, kilala mo ba ako? Sino ako? Kilala mo ako? Kilala mo ako? You know me? Hmm? You don't? Ay, ganun ba? But it was not about some power tripping. It was about the church demonstrating the power of God. They were full of God's power. Which is why that the world took notice. Those guys are powerful. Those guys, they have a different kind of power. And you remember Simon, Simon the sorcerer, Simon the magician. When he saw the power being demonstrated by Peter, he says, "I want that, I want that." Why? Because that power actually brings people to take notice of the Jesus that is inside of us. How was the church so contagious back then? Because they were using the power of the Holy Spirit to be able to witness. Now, I'm going back to the verse that I quoted earlier, Acts chapter 1, verse 8. And you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and then you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. How was the church so successful in turning the world upside down? As early as Acts chapter 19, the observation about the church was that they turned the world upside down for Jesus. I guess a better way of putting it would be that the church turned the world right side up for Jesus. How? Because they were moving in power. Now, I want to make a point here. Many people have come to this church because they say, "We like church so blessed, it moves in signs and wonders. We like church so blessed, it has healings, it has miracles. We like church so blessed because they have deliverance." It's all true. But if we miss the point in just stopping right there, "I like the signs and wonders, I like the healings, I like the deliverance," we miss the point. That power is so that we can be effective witnesses for Jesus. Let me stop with this. Let me end with this one story. Last Friday, I brought my car to the vulcanizing shop. Well, it's not really a vulcanizing shop, but it's a tire shop. And one thing about the car, I bought an old car. Well, how do I put it? I bought a not new car. Because it's not really that old, but I bought a not new car. I bought a it's actually third hand. It's not second hand. I bought a not new car, okay? Nagkakaintindihan tayo. So I have a new old car. Now what I did not know about this car is that the nuts, yung tornilyo, the nuts that hold the tires, that the previous owner, the first owner put some nuts that are meant to lock the tire. All right? Now, for you to be able to remove the nut, you need the key. I was not given the key. I called the second owner. The second owner says, no, I don't have the key. So it must be with the first owner. I don't have the number of the first owner. In short, I have been trying to get that nut or those nuts on the four wheels removed, but nobody's able to remove them. Nobody. I've tried. Iba-iba yung kinausap ko to have the nuts removed. But they cannot. I have been to that same tire shop, and they also told me, sir, that cannot be removed. You need the key. I said, I don't have the key. We cannot remove it. Okay? That was the answer. That cannot be removed. You need a key. Now, for me to be able to get the key, I need to buy a new set, which is expensive, and hopefully, the key will work with my locks. That's hopefully, but there's no guarantee. Okay. In short, the only way for my wheel, which has a, what do you call that? May butas, may puncture, which has a puncture. The only way for it to be vulcanized is for them to make the tusok treatment. You know the tusok treatment? Tusok is like tusok. But the one who was doing it told me, sir, to be sure, we still need to remove the tire and have it dipped underwater to test where the hole is. I said, no, it's obvious. I can see right where the nail is. But there might be some others. Well, probably, but there's no way of removing it. Oh, okay. So he just did the vulcanizing thing. He did it. He finished the job. But then, I noticed that he was walking with an obvious limp. He was doing this. And I said, you have a problem with your leg. Sir, I fell from the motorcycle and I have this injury. So it's painful. It's painful. Can I pray for you? He said, what? Can I pray for you? I said, why? Because we've been praying for people and some of them have been healed. I can pray for you. Okay. So, I placed my hand on his left knee. Yeah, left knee. I said, in the name of Jesus, I command healing. I command right now that all things will be new. I said, check it out. He said, no, it's not the knee, it's the ankle. Ah, okay, pareho na rin yan. Just go ahead, check it out, I said. And then he was doing this. I said, how is it? What did you do? I said, I prayed for you. Walk it out. And so he walked it out. And then he returned to me. How are you? The pain is gone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So now, I was about to pay for what he did. I was talking to the cashier, and I mentioned my problem with my tire. You know what? I'm looking for some way to remove the nuts, but they cannot be removed because they need a lock. I don't have the lock. And the cashier accompanied me to that same person, Felix, that's his name. And she says, Felix, is there a way that you can remove that? We can force it off. But then again, it might destroy my tools if I force it off. I looked at Felix. He looks at me and, okay, I'll do it. So he took a hammer, forced it off, removed it, and all four knots were removed. Now, he would be the same guy who said no to me about 3 months ago. No, that cannot be removed. He's the same guy who refused me, rejected me, when I was requesting the knot be removed. What's the difference now? The difference would be that the pain is gone. The difference would be that Jesus healed him. And so when that happened, I shared with him, I have this card. I call it life-death card. I don't know how Dr. Andrew Lewson calls it. But I have this. I have lots of this in my wallet. I said, you know what? I want to share this with you. Can you look at it? I said, whoa, ang galing. Life, death. Life, death. I'm still not so good at using this because I have not gone through the training of Dr. Andrew Lewson. But I attempted to use this that day. Cut the long story short, Felix received Jesus as his Lord and Savior that day. Hallelujah. Not only that, lumabas si cashier, may kasama pa, and they said, sir, kami din. Alright, so I got two more, and I shared it with them. I want you to look at this, life, death. And then as I was trying to explain, lumabas si bossing, si manager. Ay, balik na sa kaha, walang tao ron. Which I understand. I was just borrowing some of their time, but I told them, you need to go. But you see this prayer right here? Please, read it and read it and read it again. And then from your heart, pray this prayer. Receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Sir, thank you so much. It took me less than what? 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 5 minutes. And they came to a saving knowledge of Jesus. We just need to obey. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I suppose, no, not really suppose, but I really believe that what made the difference with Felix was telling them, punta na tayo ron. Let's go there. And the two ladies said, what's there? His church. Because I mentioned after he got healed, because he said, who are you? What's with you? I said, I'm a pastor. I'm a Christian. I'm a pastor. Our church is there. So now he's inviting the two. Puta tayo ron. Puta tayo ron. And the two ladies said, why? What's there? That's his church. You know, I'm healed now. And the two ladies, and then he says, where? Because they have been seeing him limp. But he does not have the limp anymore. He's been healed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wow. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead now rests in us, rests in me, rests in you. What will we do?